Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 17th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Hoo, 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 hoo. Man, it's a-coming. The days are getting longer. Ah, I love it. I'll love it right until the goddamn smoke hits. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into here. Trump vetoes congressional resolution to end Yemen war. And we got something to say about that, and we're going to say it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Trump vetoes congressional resolution to end Yemen genocide. Call it what it fucking is, a war for a pool of oil they found that the goddamn Jews want. This is from Anti-War, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. On Tuesday, President Trump capped off months of effort in Congress to pass a War Powers Act challenge. A War Powers Act challenge. The War Powers Act is an illegal... Well, there we are again trying to talk about lawful and legal and... It's unlawful. It should have never been put in place. It is what has removed the people's authority. They should, I mean, what the hell, you illegally hand over powers. Well, goddamn, you can't even say that because it's a goddamn corporation. The whole goddamn thing's a fraud. But, I mean, this is just, I don't know, a way of codifying the duplicity, the treason. War Powers Act challenge. How can there be a challenge to war powers when the goddamn original Constitution says that all powers to make war were in the hands of the Congress? See, this is like the Congress surrendering their responsibility to provide a debt-free currency of gold, of minted gold and silver for our exchange, so that we could exploit our own resources and you know, have our country and have what belongs to us, people. But the War Powers Act, I mean, the War Powers Act could be struck down real fucking easy, man. It's called remove the 14th Amendment and go back to the goddamn Constitution. And it's a simple. Congress has the power to make war or unmake war, not the executive. The executive is the, he would be the head of the militia. Not even, I mean, this is why it's so hard to talk about. There's not supposed to be no standing army. We're not supposed to be in 180 countries. We're not supposed to be a fucking empire. We're a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And it has to be the people that are going to force it back to that. And it ain't going to be easy. And it ain't going to be without blood. War Powers Act challenge to the U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen, vetoing the bill and claiming it was a, quote, dangerous attempt to weaken constitutional authorities. Really? The War Powers Act is a constitutional authority? Really? What constitution are you talking about? The charter for the United States Corporation? Or the constitution for the little United Big S States of the Americas that you replaced as an act of treason with the United States Corporation? I mean, it, sooner or later, you know, that's what a web of lies, you know, used one lie, you know. When I was a kid, my one thing my dad really, you know, he pressed it. Don't lie. There's no reason ever to lie, he said. Because if you're lying, I mean, man, you're lying to yourself. You're ashamed of what you're doing, or you're doing something wrong when you lie. And that's what this whole goddamn thing, this country has become, just one big fucking lie. And what happens is that web of lies, it finally closes in on itself. Like this right here. I mean, they're talking about a Congress to pass a War Powers Act challenge. A challenge to the War Powers. The War Powers are spelled out quite clearly, so this shows you that you're not operating under in the Republic. I mean, every day they got to throw it in. I'm noticing they're doing it a lot more. This democracy of ours. This isn't a fucking democracy. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals, which are spelled out clearly in the Bill of Rights, which was the law of this land before it was ever attached to that fucking Constitution. Because it had already been ratified by all the states. And for any state to say that they can go against any, well, that's the federal Bill of Rights. Well, you know, that's your state Bill of Rights, too. Your state Bill of Rights will comply. You can enhance it. You can make it even more absolute. But you goddamn sure cannot infringe or deny or disparage the fucking rights of the people. Period. Vetoing, okay, claiming that it was a dangerous attempt to weaken the fucking power of the corporation to go around the world for their Jewish masters. And it is the goddamn Jews that are the controlling force in this goddamn U.S. fraudulent crime of a U.S. corporation. This is what the Jews want. So this is what America will do. Do the Jews own you? Because I'm here to tell you they don't own me. They never will. The bill, SJ Resolution 7, was a straightforward bill under the War Powers Act of 1973. The bill noted that Congress, and see, that's another reason the world powers thing, handing power over to the president, that only the president can surrender. And there is no provisions in the Constitution to take the powers that were separated and remove the separation and transfer powers from one branch of the government to the other. There was never that authority. They couldn't do it. And even in the Constitution, they couldn't do it. The bill noted that Congress never authorized the war in Yemen. And if you read the original Constitution, only the Congress can authorize a fucking war. And that's supposed to be the people's representative, not a bunch of board of directors of a corporation, which is exactly what it fucking is by definition of the English language, of reality. What needs to stop? You want to stop this goddamn out? Remove that 14th Amendment, reinstate the common law courts, and watch all hell break loose. Because it will be straightened out by the people, by the ones who have the authority. We're the only ones that really have the authority to straighten this out. And we're going to have to use fucking force now because we've let this go way too far. Generationally, we've let this go way too far. Our grandfathers, our great grandfathers, let that fucking Rosenfeld, that Jew son of a bitch and treasonous piece of shit, confiscate our gold. When they confiscated that gold, man, and they did their bankruptcy in 1933, they removed the fucking sovereignty of the people. They removed the authority of the people. They just declared a fucking corporation, which is what they really wanted in the beginning. They wanted an aristocracy where the people were just an asset of the aristocracy, a monarchy, a king. Exactly what our true founding fathers fought to free themselves from. The web of lies, once it reaches a certain point, it starts getting tangled. You can see the entanglements that they're finding that they're putting themselves in. Because now they're telling you that the only body in what the lie that they're telling you that you still have a republic, which you do not. The only apparatus, Congress never authorized the U.S. war in Yemen and demanded an end to it. That should be the end of it right there, right? It's just like Congress surrendering their fucking authority over the fucking money, over the currency, it was put on Congress. It was written. It was never amended. They just fucking, once they did the corporation, they just set it up as a corporation, just started running things and nobody did a fucking thing about it. Now here we are. And this isn't like, it is a lot like Walmart. It is like the international corporations that have fucking just completely tore our goddamn country apart. All the family businesses, everything that was the people's has been turned to over to these international corporations. All you got to do here is come in here and set up a fucking business base here. And goddamn, you have more rights than the American people that own this fucking country. You think?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
All over a lie and an illusion.
It is an illusion.
That Federal Reserve fiat currency.
It is an illusion, and not to mention the very creation of the Federal Reserve, any fucking national bank like that, was a violation of the Constitution because the Constitution said the government, the Congress, through the Treasury Department, would mint our money. It would be debt free. It would be silver and gold. I mean, our Congress, which was supposed to be the most powerful branch of government, because it was supposed to be the direct representation of the people, which, you know, there was the argument and that would still stand today, that the people were underrepresented. You know, like, oh, this guy here, he represents 900,000 people. And that's what 900,000 people want. No. That ain't how, I mean, we are not, the re, that's the whole reason the Bill of Rights was put in there. So they couldn't do shit like this to us. We stayed individuals under that Bill of Rights. And under that Bill of Rights, we were the supreme authority. And they start doing shit like this. I don't give a damn who they are. You grabbed them. That's why the courts, the common law courts were the first thing that had to go. They had to get, I mean, you talk about the common law and, you know, they start talking, oh, these radicals, these crazy, you know, these, anti-government radicals, the common law, are you kidding me? It's like talking about the Bill of Rights. Oh, they're these radicals. They thought it was radical back in, 17 and 89 when they had to agree that there was going to be a Bill of Rights, which didn't come till 1791, before some of the southern states would sign on to the goddamn Constitution. But radical freedom. You know, you not being my goddamn overlord. Oh, that's radical. It's just, you know, I keep going back to the mandamus and an answer to a point on point fucking a document in a true jurisdiction. And they, what's your answer to my point on point law that I fucking crafted point on point with pure defined every word of consequence in it? Did you answer that point on point? No, that's just, we think of your fucking corporation? It's fucking ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. It's treacherous. It is treason. Every one of you son of a bitches that are participating in this have earned a rope. And there is not going to be no justice tempered with mercy. Your fucking ass is going to hang. It ain't going to be like, you know, God, well, gee, you know, this is, my family, you know, you know, it's like we talk about the people who do not want this, the fucking total removal of that 14th Amendment and things put back aright. It's because they have prospered and they have big families. I'm just like, you know, I'm probably related to the whole United States. I mean, my first, earliest ancestor on my mom's side came here in 1668. On my dad's side, 1739. So we've been here for fucking ever, related to everybody. But everybody in their midst, I mean, that's even the problem here in our world that we, in the trenches here. I mean, everybody talks about it on the side. We talk about it on the air. you know, relatives. I mean, that's my brother, that's my sister, and they're just fucking, they're going for this fucking shit. They're choosing subjugation. Well, you don't get to choose that for me. You choose subjugation. I don't care if you're my fucking brother. I don't care if you're my kid. I'm going to tell you, you're a fucking traitor. You are my enemy. You are the lowest fucking form of life that ever slithered across this goddamn planet. You fucking trade freedom and liberty for a fucking subjugation. And so man, remember the term brown noser, man? Nobody wanted to be called a brown noser. And, you know, when I was younger, in my generation, and my dad's generation, especially, a brown noser, that was just the sickeningest thing. That somebody call you a brown noser, you better fight or do something, because that's what your rep is, you fucking ass-kissing piece of shit. You got no balls, you got no goddamn pride, you got no morality. That's what you're seeing, you know, like I said, it's going to be a hell of a fucking mess. It can't be blamed just on our generation, because this was generationally fucking done. My grandfather would have been alive in 1933 when they took the gold. That should have been the fight right there. In 1868, I had goddamn grandfathers alive then. That should have been, and in fact, in the Civil War, on my dad's side of my family, my grandmother, her people, because it was right there in West Virginia on the Kentucky border, her people fought for the North. My grandfather's people fought for the South. So it's always been there. But this time around, even in our world right here, I mean, like the trenchers that understand, I mean, that at least take time to understand who they are and what their authority is and what it's supposed to be and why there's nothing better. My God, I'll lay communism out for you. I'll lay socialism out for you. I'll lay capitalism out for you. And then I'll lay out a free enterprise system under a free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual and show you what your rights are and what your authorities are and what you fucking own. What your inheritance here is. What's being stolen from you. I mean, they would trade what they've accumulated over 20 years by sucking ass and supporting a system that was fucking oppressing their own brothers and sisters and our people. And they'll take and they'll cling to that. When what it was rightfully ours, as individuals, we throw every son of a bitch out of here that isn't supposed to be here, who came here as an act of fraud. And goddamn it, and then, you know, all that's left, because like I said before, you know, this argument they keep talking about, you know, we need more people. We need more people in here because you didn't reproduce your numbers. What the fuck does that, how stupid do they think we are? Is the idea here to dispose of our resources as fast as we can? I mean, they always tell you, you should run your household. We need to run the government like your household, you know, with a budget and everything. You know, if you inherited, say, you know, you inherited 1,000 acres of prime timberland, is it your goal, even if you have to fucking give it away to other countries, to other people that have, I mean, just, is the goal just to get rid of it? To get it manufactured? To get it on the market? To get it sold? You look at the situation in everybody's day-to-day lives. When I was a little kid, man, I went to work. First time I went to work, I was 12 fucking years old when I worked a whole summer for this fella. I helped, man, he was a nice old fella. I helped him build pour some cement and build a pump house and plant an orchard on his property. But man, I remember the little savings book you used to have. Is that the whole idea isn't just to fucking whatever it is. I mean, if you get something, what do you do? We want to get rid of it. Are we trying to get rid of our country? Is that what the whole idea of this fucking country is, to see how fast we can milk the resources out of it and get rid of it? Well, for a handful of these son of a bitches, it is, isn't it? And they don't, and you, I see the development coming and destroying the places, the wild places I like to go, the places I've gone all my life. And, you're in the goddamn way. I'm in the way of what? This is my fucking country. You are fucking, all this construction you see going on isn't for my people. It's for you to pump more people in here, to pump the resources out of here, to get cash this fucking my country out as fast as you can, which it doesn't belong to you. You have no authority to cash it out. Everything you have done is a fraud. And I want my goddamn, I want my resources. I want my god. What I want is the wealth of this country back. You do, a handful of you fucking Jew-ass sucking traitors are not going to take it away from the rest of us. Just because you'll get a pile and you'll be a part of the freak fucking pedophile, tomatic goddamn Jew fucking empire. It's not going to happen. There's too fucking many of us. Go ahead.
Yeah, they, the Guidestones, the Georgia Guidestones, and people think they're the part of that 10% remaining, and 90% to wipe out the population.
More than that, it's more than 90%.
In their mind, for some reason, that they're the 10% that's going to be here.
Well, everybody thinks they got a deal, you know, especially the ones in the Masonic lodges, you know, even the Masonic, I don't know how many people they've got in, but I guarantee you there ain't no 500 million of them. But the bottom line is, people live too much in the moment, I guess. I mean, it used to, life seems like it's flying by. You think back in the day when this, before the country went to shit, before 1869, when the people, you know, were a 360-acre farm. You owned your land. You really fucking owned that land. They couldn't tax you on it. They couldn't touch it. That's how you were going to stay free, because you were going to own a 360-acre self-sufficient farm. If you don't need anything from anybody, you don't have to give up anything to get it, do you? It's already yours. And also, and you talk about a powerful fucking country. I mean, they talk about, oh, these zillions of dollars that they're spending on goddamn bombs and planes and ships and shit. You talk about a powerful country. If you're going to stay inside your own borders and you're going to do a national commerce, your commerce is going to be national with yourself. We got everything here. We didn't need none of the rest of the fucking world. And everybody fucking knows it. There ain't nothing outside of the borders of this country that we have to have, that somebody else has got, that makes us have to fucking trade with them. Huh?
Well, it's unity in your communities. That's what it's supposed to be, is watching out for your neighbors and watching out for your fellow human beings that you were lived by or grew up by. You're supposed to watch out for their lands and be united as people.
Well, think of it like this. If it had been like, you know, it was described like what the founders, the people who went and fought and died and bled to get it for us, wanted it to be, like I said, it would be 360-acre farms. Now, everybody wouldn't have a 360-acre farm, because one guy, he would have like a flour mill. He would own a piece of property that was on a river. He'd have his thing here to grind the flour. And then he would, you know, everybody, the farmers would come and they'd bring their flour and he'd take a portion of their flour for grinding it. And then he would trade that for what he needed. And that's how free enterprise was supposed to work. And then if we were ever attacked, there were supply lines. What do you mean supply lines? Wherever we're fighting, our supplies are there. It's called a 300, you know, we're self-sufficient. We don't need to ship anything from anywhere. It was all right there. We're in a fucking war. Somebody attacks. We have to back up. All we're doing is backing up into our own people, into more fucking resources. The resources are there because it all belonged to us. That's why they had to. That's what was going on in the North before they started this phony fucking civil war. That's what had to end. To make the country vulnerable. How else could they get it? This country was impenetrable, people. It was impenetrable. During the World War II, I think John had talked about it, you know, that they discussed a fucking land invasion was impossible. Impossible to invade the United States, even in the condition it was in then, which was a goddamn total abortion from what it was supposed to be. It was an abomination from what it was supposed to be. But even at that, it was impossible. Now, I mean, this lies and manipulation, we've watched it happen, people. They now have a 150-mile wide, 2,000-mile beachhead in our country on our southern border. And nobody will dispute it. They got signs up on the highways down in fucking Arizona, in your national park, telling you not to go down the road because the Zetas and these drug gangs control it. I mean, you're worried about my fucking gun? Why don't you go take the guns from them motherfuckers who have invaded this country and are holding a part of our territory, you sons of bitches? Why is it you want my fucking gun? Because I might go stop it?
Well, if you don't have trust, what do you have then? If you don't trust your neighbors, well, what do you have?
Well, see, that's what I told people before. It's like it's been like 30 years ago since I heard it the first time. America doesn't have a culture. They said we're just a mixture of no, we're not. America, goddamn, you know it like I know it. We have a culture. They have tried to fucking cover it up. They've tried to bury it. They've tried to sweep it under the rug. But our fucking culture is here. And a part of that culture is that goddamn idea of freedom. Like I said, there are so many, everybody I meet is just so fucking mad. But it's, you know, to sit down with each and every one of fucking 40 to 100 million people and explain to them exactly what happened. And see, that's why, you know, like from the trenches, I mean, it's a huge fucking site. But we have so many algorithms. They invented the fucking algorithms that are being used on other people for us. To hold it down, because if we can talk to one another, and if everybody understood what we in the trenches understood, we just turn around and say, fuck you, get out. No, I would get moving if I were you. But you know, don't look over at that guy, because he's got a gun too, and he understands too. And there, I mean, our numbers are just, it's unbelievable. There has never been an army this large on the planet, ever. All the rest of the armies in the whole goddamn world are small in comparison. We are an armed population of 300 million fucking people, and we got more than enough guns to arm everybody a couple of three times over, and the ammunition to fucking use it. We could conquer the goddamn world, and they know that. See, they know the powers here, and they really do want to conquer the world, but not for us, because we don't want to conquer the world. We just want to live our lives and be left alone in the land of our fucking birth, the land that our founders fucking took from the king to give to us as free people. That's all we're not like them. They suffer a sickness. They would build empire. They would be Rome. That's what it is. Man, you know, I was talking to the other day that I'd watched some series, but it was about Rome and just the fucking greed. I mean, you got everything. You got, these motherfuckers, they had their own lakes, built lakes made out of goddamn concrete. And they had their pet fish that they fed. I mean, and they got so crazy and completely out of their minds with goddamn power and control that they destroyed it. And it will destroy itself. It'll destroy itself here no matter what happens. But we're not going to let it destroy us. It's our goddamn country. We outnumber them, and we're fucking fools for not fucking putting the hammer on them. I know, guys, it seems that they've created this illusion in our mind that, as far as individuals, nobody can be an individual, you know? But then again, when they're coming after you, it's, oh, you're all alone. You're all alone. No, you're not. What you lack is communication and understanding. That is all. And then you have the people out there with all the other different agendas. Those ones who claim that common liberty interest. The only fucking interest we have right now is getting our goddamn liberties back. And then we'll talk about other fucking things. Until then, don't talk to me, because you don't own nothing that you think you own. None of us does. We don't own the clothes on our own back, because we are the subject of a fucking international corporation. The fucking Jew owned you, okay? Now get that through your fucking head. You have the power with ease to wipe these son of a bitches not only out of this country but off the face of this fucking earth and be rid of this misery once and for all. But everybody has, I mean, when you're coming home, you got a cush job working for the government, and you're bringing in a couple hundred thousand dollars, money's no issue, you get to go play and live and have fun and stuff. Well, you just don't think about the goddamn liberty and shit. And you know, but then it keeps coming, creeping up that ladder. It keeps creeping up the food chain. And just like, right, you know, like the last time we had this, you know, this last election, we were telling these people that were still left in the middle class, don't fall for this fucking shit, because they're coming. They got to come for you next. They already got us. You're the next ones in line. Can't you see that? Well, I don't care about those bums, those people. They just don't want to work. Oh, bullshit. Like they try to tell you, there's an overabundance of work here. Well, no, there's an overabundance of work for fucking $5 an hour. But that ain't what we, the American people, we own this goddamn country. We're not gonna live and work for fucking substance. We're not gonna work as goddamn indentured slaves to a fucking corporation. We own the son of a bitch. Even that the insult of our natural resources being exported as anything but finished goods. Just think, the world wants what we got. But they wanted to just take the resource and build it with slave labor so that they get, so that a handful get a pile of these mountains and mountains of wealth, and then they get to be gods. And then they get the ultimate in the fucking human sickness, the human, in the human psyche, and that is to own other people. To be, I mean, you think about the Romans again, looking back at that. I mean, goddamn, those people came out and they would go in, when that, you know, things started getting a little bit out of control and the people started getting, the natives would start growing restless. Oh, we'll have the games. What they called bread and circus. They would hand out lots of bread and then they'd come and have people killing each other. That's how fucking ignorant these bastards were. And then just kept accepting it. Man, Spartacus, he almost got him. But you know, I gotta believe, you know, they tell the tale a lot of different ways, but there had to be, you know, it's just like with William Wallace. Just, you know, the fucking man with the fucking principles and the fucking, the right on his side that cared about his fucking people. He was betrayed, and who goes down in history as the man who freed Scotland? The Bruce. The Bruce, you know, the Bruce, the nobleman, the lord that became king, because that betrayed William Wallace at Stirling, straight up betrayed him, betrayed the people, right down to the roots. But who goes down in history? This shit, we had this time, people, we're way smarter than this. We know who they are, and we wipe them out, and it ain't going to be coming up. Well, yeah, here's your new George Washington, Hoover, and the fuck, Alex Jones. Alex Jones, I mean, he was the one that started the way, and he's your new George. Nuh-uh. That ain't going to happen, because there's going to be a fucking hole in the ground where after Jones is fucking tried and convicted for the fucking treason he committed to his people, there's going to be a hole. His grave's going to have an indentation just so people can come and piss in that hole on that dirty son of a bitch. They're not going to play us this way again. We do not stop. We do not stop fighting until that Bill of Rights is absolute law. And the charter to this country is surrendered over to the individual free nationals for the little united, big ass states of the America at all. The people, period. We're going to have a take a break here. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. And that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door. This is how we feel come about Wednesday around here. And we were talking about Trump vetoing this resolution to end Yemen. Like he has any authority. You see, well, we're going to go, all right, we're going to pick up right where we left off here. We were talking about the war, this War Powers Act that could not be. But, let's see, where was I going to go here? The U.S. Constitution grants sole power to declare wars to the Congress and, by extension, the power to order an end to illegal wars. Now, under the Constitution, and if it had not been usurped and replaced with this corporation, which is a corporate authority, corporate boards, shareholders, and all, you know, and stakeholders who just took the goddamn country for a handful of them. It's ours, and you are, by the way, you and everything you own is ours too. And that was that shit in 1933 with the gold. When they let them take the gold, you let them take your right to own allodial property, period. But, I mean, even under the U.S. Constitution, if they wanted to transfer powers, what would they have had to have done? They would have had to go to Article 5. They would have had to write an amendment doing it. It would have had to been ratified, like our Bill of Rights was, by every state or a majority of the states, and then ratified as the law of the land. But this is not what happened in 1973. It was an act. All of these acts are just goddamn corporate fucking policies being written down on a piece of paper. The board, not the people, raised their hand. The board that does not represent the people raised their hand because we never gave Congress the authority to give their power over to the fucking executive. That was supposed, but you know, the Anti-Federalists saw it though, didn't they? That's why they put the Bill of Rights in place. So no matter what they tried, no matter what they tried to gain control, to take our the property that is the United States away from the American nationals, that due process of the fucking law was going to step right in their fucking way, because it belonged to the people, each one of us as individuals. That's why they had to do this. Oh, no, we got a democracy. What the hell they call it? I'm steaming here, man. Capitalism. A capitalist democracy. No, motherfucker. This is not a capitalist democracy. And all those people out there preaching capitalists, you are fucking traitors. And you fucking know it. It is not a capitalist democracy. It is a republic, and there is a fucking difference between capitalism and free enterprise. The free enterprise system, like I said before, was that the government would mint debt-free money. There was no debt attached to it. You would borrow that money, and you would exploit your own fucking resources. It should have been. There's another thing that should have been a part of it. But if the Bill of Rights had been held, if the people would have held their ground on it, if they would have, you know, not went for the fucking the bread and circus, which started after World War II, you know, when they're telling you two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot, so you already got the house and the garage and one car. You see, they took the goodies, and then in the 70s, I've talked about the bumper stickers. I'm spending my children's future. Yes, by God, you were. That's when the plastic money came into, a piece of plastic. That is not fucking gold, and that is not silver. And it is debt. Nothing but pure fucking debt. But like I said, if they wanted to change the Constitution to move any of the powers, which the reason the powers for war were supposed to be with the Congress, because they were supposed to represent the people were the ones that would do the fighting, the people were the ones who are the power in this goddamn country. To take the people away, take away 75% of the people in this country and their guns, set them aside and see what these son of a bitches could get away with. And that includes the people that are in the so-called armed forces with the standing army. We got two fucking standing armies in this country that aren't supposed to exist. We had a naval force that was to operate in the Admiralty, and the authority for the Admiralty ended where the water ebbed and flowed. That jurisdiction, that military jurisdiction, was never to come onto our fucking shores. But then they did it. They created Washington, D.C. That's why they did it. Now, it's only going to be this 10-mile square, that's all. And that's like the camel's nose under the tent. After that, it just went haywire. Now they're right down into your goddamn house. 3,000 miles away from fucking Washington, D.C., they're right down into your house with their fucking federal fucking admiralty jurisdiction and direct violation of the Ninth Article to your Bill of Rights and direct violation of your entire Bill of Rights. It is a mere accident of the way bills work that actions under the War Powers Act it was an accident. Winkity wink. I'm winking, guys. It was a mere accident the way bills work that in a fraudulent corporation. It is a mere accident of the way bills work that action under the War Powers Act, designed explicitly as a check on presidential attempts to legally seize war-making powers, and that was exactly what it was for. It was to give them fuck. Oh, but we're going to have oversight. No, you can't turn those powers over. The only way that fucking Constitution could be changed was through Article 5. And this War Powers Act of 1973 was not ratified by the states. It does not fucking exist in the real fucking world. But we're not living in the real world. We're living in this non-reality, this Jew-created fucking Hollywood, fucking television-created fucking non-reality. Where people, you just tell people, oh, that must be the way it is. You know, all you got to do to be a good American is pay your taxes, but work hard, pay your taxes, and watch a half hour of fucking one of the fucking propaganda programs each evening, memorize your buzzwords and your slogans, and pick your side. I'm a Republican. Even though, and you know, you just like, who's after your guns now? Oh, that's the Republicans, but it's just like they did with this fucking Blackwater USA. when everybody starts, man, these cops are out of hand. They're fucking killing people. They're killing people. Oh, it's just a few bad apples. No, it's the whole fucking apparatus from the meter maid to the president is a fucking fraud. And it is a fraud to remove. The Bill of Rights is the only thing that's ever stood in their way. The fucking fact that the people just will are not going to be subjugated. There are people out there that have already died because they would not be subjugated. But we have to come together as a people and fucking, and you know what? I don't care if there's anything left. You think about if we have to destroy the whole goddamn country to get this shit out of here. So we start over again. We start with little towns. We're still resource rich. We're still the richest country on the planet in resources. And we have the aptitude. We done it once. And as long as we have that nuclear arsenal that we bought and paid for, everybody's got to stay back away from us. We're going to rebuild our country the way it was supposed to be. It's going to be kind of nice because we've gotten rid of every son of a bitch that ain't supposed to be here. And you're not elbow to elbow with fucking foreigners that don't even speak your fucking language, bringing disease to you. They've all been run out. And so we'll build it back up. It's going to be awesome. The game's going to come back because there ain't going to be so many. There's not all these developments for all these. See, their whole idea is you got to understand it. This is what we told you from the beginning. This is the big fire cell. They have played this fucking game out. It was actually supposed to end, after 100 years of the Federal Reserve. They were supposed to already had our guns and had us subjugated. It ain't worked out that way. But the way it was supposed to work out is that, somehow. You guys, remember old Reagan? He was constantly telling you to tighten your belt. The people are going to have to tighten their belts. I'll be out on my 10,000-acre ranch riding my horsey and going to my fucking mansion out there. You guys, you need to tighten your belts. You're living too goddamn good, America. You're living too good. You got to take a little less because, man, there's just all these bills to pay that we made. Yeah, you made them. They're illegal. They're not fraudulent. The 14th Amendment, that's another part of the 14th Amendment. We became responsible, hence we became the fucking collateral for their fucking goddamn corporate operations. Look up corporation and look up republic. One is not the other. And we have a fucking corporation operating here illegally. With the sole intent of taking everything we own. With cashing our country out, and then, they'll go kick back, and there's not that many of them. That's the sick part of it. They'll kick back in the sweet places like the Netherlands and live like goddamn pharaohs. While the rest of the world fucking scrounges and we eat each other, finally, because there's nothing else. Unless we fucking grow some spines here and we fucking stand up and just say, at every instance, they go to, if it's a violation of the Bill of Rights, if you are a person that you're saying, I'm going to die before I let them have that Bill of Rights, does it matter if you die today, tomorrow, or the next day, or under what circumstances? You come to violate my Bill of Rights, it's a fight to the death. That's what it has to be for each individual because there is no knight in shining armor. There's going to be no goddamn big organized militia because the people that have the money to do such things are the people who have already sold your fucking asses out. They have too much to lose. It's like, it reminds me of when William Wallace is on Braveheart is talking to the Bruce. And the Bruce goes, well, the nobles, they've much to lose in property. Think about that. Watch that little part of that movie. They have much to lose. And then, William Wallace counters with, does the man dying on the battlefield lose less? But this is how they've always looked at it. There's always been a fucking ruling elite. There has always been aristocracy. And I'll tell you, I'll take one of the cocksuckers and skin them alive. And put them right next to it and you show me what makes them fucking so special. It is nothing but goddamn clicks. It is duplicity. It is fucking usury. It is parasiting. They are parasites. Their children grow up. They don't have to, they can be half with this. Why they're going to lose again? Because the power is not, the people who would naturally have the power on a level playing field under free enterprise, some people are going to prosper more. But as far as this country is, there's such a plenty. It was a country of such a plenty that all of us would, even the poorest of us, would be richer than the richest people in any other country. Just doing anything. Just sitting there. Because it belongs to us. And like I said, we didn't reproduce our fucking numbers, so we should be in a point right now of abundance. Because we're not having to build new things to accommodate more people that we, but to see all the more people thing does, like pumping these other populations in here, all it does is create, if you make them citizens, see, then they can pay taxes and we can make what bigger and what more powerful? Who's going to get more money? Who's going to have more? The fucking government. A bigger, huger, more oppressive government. That's all you can gain from that. Not to mention, you have to snuff out the fucking American nationals. Because on paper, everything you have done is fucking fraud, punishable. It's treason. Pure fucking treason, easily proven. Your fucking ass is going to be hung. I don't care what Kornke says. He better get ready. He better get his army together ready to stop us. Because every fucking one of them's going to hang by the neck until dead. We'll give them a trial. Fuck, did you? I could, from dusk till dawn. I'd wear a hole in my finger, shuffling papers in fucking court. Just this here. Here's what he wrote. Here's what he signed. Here's what he did. What do you say, jury? Did he commit treason? Yeah, he did. I want him hung out on the goddamn, on that lamppost. He done this to all of us. And there ain't going to be no problem because the majority of the people are so fucking pissed. If you showed them their power and showed them how to exercise it, I promise you they will. And they're not going to like how this shit turns out. This threatens to set a very dangerous precedent. Oh, I love the way they, this fucking, in this destroyed country, they play these fucking inner games. It's like these goddamn little stories on their goddamn, on their broadcast. You know, it's, they gotta have the puppy dog stories and they gotta have the cop playing basketball with the little kid. Playing, pretending. We're not buying the pretense. See, because after 1869, you know, everything the people accomplished, we accomplished under the idea that it was free, we were free people. That our Bill of Rights was real and we were fucking free fucking people, though we weren't. It was a lie that they sold us so that we could come and bring the resources of this country to bear for them. And then they would exterminate us. They'd bring in another population of fucking third worlders. You know, they know it's going to take a whole hell of a lot of them because fucking us Americans, we got ingenuity. We built the Hoover Dam. We built spaceships. We built fucking the most modern fucking things you can think of. We built them out of, that came out of our minds and it came out of our free minds. And a free man of thinking is opposed. I mean, that's why Russia could never keep up or any of these communist states could never come up, keep up because, I mean, it goes back to, you know, dare I say that there's a better way because the guy up there, he just built that right there. And man, he's higher up in the goddamn oligarchy because it's all an oligarchy. Fucking that, this idea of equalism under communism is fucking pure bullshit proven 10,000 times over. Oh man, I get killed. I come up, build a better mousetrap and they'll come to your door and blow your fucking brains out. In this country, build a better mousetrap and some Jew will come and make sure that you cannot, the people might be the door to your, be the path to your door to get your better mousetrap. If they ever found out you had it. But they grab everything as soon as it's fucking created. Oh, it's just like, you know, Einstein, you know, we worship that son of a bitch. We've been taught since little kids, smartest man to ever live. No, he fucking wasn't. He was an average fucking student in fucking school, but then he went to work at a patent office. And all of a sudden, all of these great fucking, he came up with these just ideas, they were off the fucking charts. He just, it was an epiphany. He was visited, theorists believe he was visited by aliens. No, he just went and stole from people. Just like Edison stole from Tesla. Nikolai Tesla was a fucking decent man. He wanted to give the world free energy. Just think what that would have meant for fucking people who wanted to live life and feel good and enjoy life. But then they couldn't have been controlled by those who controlled the energy. That's a handful. That's how they've done it. They make sure that just like the oil in this country. A handful got their sweetheart contracts through the fucking Masonic lodges and through the dirty church, not congregations, but the dirty church hierarchy. You know, what the hell do they call them in the church? I can't get it. The elders and shit, you know, but that's how it was all passed out. Who were buddies and part of them were Masons and they were Masons and they all worked together to make sure that they got their ruling elite that the people told them they couldn't have when they put that fucking Bill of Rights in there. They just did it anyway. They did it through teaming up against you. And then, you know, the Bill of Rights, it shuts teaming up against you down. Everybody is one person with one fucking jurisdiction. And, I mean, you're the most powerful person. One person, one American national with the jurisdiction of the common law is more powerful by law, by the fucking way it was agreed upon, by the goddamn law that was written and ratified, is more powerful than that whole fucking government. Put all of them put together, every bit of power they claim to exercise. Because the power comes from the people. We had to delegate it out because it was ours. Just like the land was ours. But somehow, four or five people, you know, like the grazing lands. Oh, this guy here, he got granted. My grandpa didn't sign no fucking paper handing over his oil. My great-grandfather, like I said, my family's been here since before the fucking Revolutionary War. And none of them ever signed over any of their fucking rights to the minerals and the riches of this fucking country to nobody. And they were not taken from them through any fucking due process of law within the Bill of Rights. It's all theft. They have stolen your fucking country from you. And when does it stop? When we stop it. How bad is it going to get? Well, just keep watching this shit every day. They're coming out and it's just shit like this. I mean, people have got to ask, how can it be that Congress has the sole power, but in 1973 they passed an act that handed congressional power, changed the Constitution without going through Article 5? That's because the Constitution is not what is operational. It is a corporate charter. And in a corporate charter, you have hostile, what they call hostile takeovers. Well, it comes down to money, doesn't it? Money and power and collectivism. That's what we were supposed to keep in check with our Bill of Rights. That's what we have failed to do. That is what we will end up doing. And once we have to go through this, once we have to go through the destruction of, I mean, the real destruction of this country, blood from sea to shining sea, we have to make sure it is wiped out. 110%, and that it can never raise its ugly head again. We have to go out internationally, and we have to get those fucking Rothschilds and those Carnegies and those Rockefellers and hang every fucking one of them. Remove them from the fucking equation. The fucking goddamn Zionists have to be, there's Israel has to be removed from the equation. Because they'll just do it a fucking again. They will slither in, and they will snake in, and there'll always be the weakness in man for that goddamn possessions. Possessions. Man, I could possess that if all I have to do is commit. It's always just that first little bit of treason, isn't it? It's always that first step that leads you to China, right? At any rate, we're at the top of the hour, and we'll be back on, tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, tell people like it is. And I mean, even if it's a relative, I mean, I don't care. I wouldn't hesitate. I would tell them in a sec, my sons, they grew up in it. I grew up knowing better. And, you know, the people who have, kept an eye on what was going on and really value liberty above fucking mammon have kept an eye on what's going on. I'll tell them in a second. I'm going to end up hanging your ass. I mean, your family, but fucking you're a traitor. And that is the worst crime you can commit against me. I mean, that is betrayal to me as your fucking family. You are betraying me, you son of a bitch. It'll hurt my heart, but I'll pull the fucking lever. And that is The Word from the Trenches.